Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Valentine's Day, Mick. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's that suave. That's that Dallas love music. What y'all think of it? Oh my goodness, my bag. I'm over here choking out as I'm getting my groove in on Valentine's Day, Wet Wet Wednesday, right here on Monsters Radio Live. So you know how we get it in. It's our Wet Wet Wednesday show. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. But it's something special today because it's Valentine's Day. So all right, let me go over here and talk, say hello to my co-host of the night, you dig, Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hey, everybody. I'm feeling loved, welcome, and warm. How's you doing?
That's what's up. You always bring a little cheer with you. I'm just saying, hey, I'm feeling monstrous. It's Valentine's Day. I got mixed emotions about that. But we're going to talk about it coming up. But let's go over here and say what's good with Jazzy. How you doing, Miss ATL?
Hey, y'all. Hey, and, mama. Hey, Miss Unbelievable. How are you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
Oh, feeling lovely. Much love, much love. I miss you.
See, now y'all just rubbing it in. Y'all just doing too much right now. Y'all just rubbing it in. It is what it is. We're going to go get into our show for tonight. I lost all the love on Valentine's Day. I know we're going to play some sexy music. I'm going to see what you ladies want to hear tonight. But, you know, some of the things we're going to talk about tonight is, you know, everybody knows what it is. It's Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Social media is just as big as television to me nowadays. And I see a lot on my television called social media. It is about Valentine's Day. You know, we're going to talk about that coming up. It's unbelievable. What's some other things we're going to talk about coming up in the show?
We're going to talk about 50 Shades of Grey, who's seen it, who hasn't. We're going to talk about, seriously, the good, the bad, and the ugly about Valentine's Day. What people like, what people don't like. And how they talking about it. Yeah.
Right, right. Okay. We also got our urban weather report coming up later on in the show to tell you guys what's the weather like in our areas. But, I mean, what's some other things you're going to want to talk about tonight there, Jazzy B, on the Wet, Wet Wednesday tip?
Well, y'all know today is Wet, Wet Wednesday, so it's always a freaky topic involved. I don't want to talk about Valentine's Day sport this day. I don't like it. Ain't no love, bitch.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. There she goes. You're starting already. You're starting early. You're starting early. We want your topic, girl. We'll talk about that and how we all hate that. Come on. Save it for us, too. What freakiness you want to talk about then? What freakiness are we talking about then?
We could talk about kisses. We could talk about licks. We could talk about. You know, there's several topics that we talk about.
I know, and I'm sure you got a lot more, Jazzy, but I want to leave it right there. Kisses and licks. enough said. That's going to be a whole discussion. Oh, I'm getting excited. I guess I'll start out with you first there, Miss Unbeliever. Is there something you want to hear tonight on Valentine's Day, our Valentine's Day show right here on Monsters Radio Live?
Yeah, I want to hear some Jagged Edge. Shout out to them for letting us get into the club when they was here, you know, giving us backstage love, walking us in. I want to hear some Jagged Edge to get it in. Yes.
Okay. I guess if you're going to put it in on Valentine's Day, you're going to put it in the works. You gotta put a little oomph in it. The Jagged Edge and the Shanty. Wet, Wet Wednesday. Oh, wait. Everybody watching
this, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Press 1. Let's get it in. When you put it right on me, all the fishes that you make, all the sounds you create, when you put a little bit of thump in it, that's when I lose control. When you put a little thump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little thump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little thump in it, when you put a little bit of thump in it, oh, she's so scandalous. Everything she do the best, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no competition, so down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you, you're my mission. Got my mind in a trance, got my body sure to follow. Ooh, keep doing ooh, that thing you do, go ahead and lie. I love it when you grind on me, when you put it right on ooh, me. Baby. All the visits that you make, all the sounds you create, hey, hey, put a little bit. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it, I love it when you strip for me. Ain't looking for a tip, it's a lot of way you just shake your little hips for me. And the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend. Baby, you done paid the cost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love and how you do it. And I don't think there's another girl in the world for me.
Love it when you wind on me. When you put it right on me. All the faces that you make, all the sounds you create. You put a little, when you put a little bit of thump in it. That's when I lose control. When you put a little oomph in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little oomph in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little oomph in it, when you put a little bit of oomph in it,
oh. Hey boy, you're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya, like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath. When I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it. Oh, oh. Back and forth, oh my lord. You gon' want some more. When I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it.
Yeah, this right here is my song. Hey, when we come back, we're going to open up the lines. We also got to see what jazz you want to hear as well. I like this one right here, Trey Songz. Valentine's Day. 424-243-9649. Use your pinky finger and press 1 if you're sexy. Not with me. Rock with me. DJ E-Mark.
Soon as we get started making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Girl, your legs keep shaking. I swear we breaking our new headboard, headboard. And the love we make, it feels so good. Girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name. You do it so loud. Screaming, scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we sexing, bet the neighbors know
kissing while we sex in bed. The neighbors know my name. My name, my name. I bet the neighbors know my name. My while I be banging on your body, they be banging on our wall. While they dreaming, you be screaming. Now they banging on our door. Sometimes she call me Trey. Sometimes she say Tremaine. When it's all said and done, but the neighbors know my name. I make a body burn. They might think my name is Horseshoe. I make a cut.
Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Y'all ain't never heard nobody make you scream their name.
Y'all don't know.
Yeah, I have.
And they started
banging on my wall like, I was like, dang, these walls of this apartment too thin. It was like, hey. I was like, my bad. But hold on, let me finish. I was walking down there, it was like, hi, Tasha. I was like, oh, dang, you know my name, too?
Like, that's you, huh? Okay.
I was like, you must be my neighbor. You must be my neighbor.
Right. Hey, I'm going to keep it 100. Sometimes that can help you, and sometimes that can kill you. Get it? I'm just saying, being able to hear somebody next, especially you got a room with somebody, and, you know, they may not be really feeling whatever. Next thing you know, you think y'all laying there, she's talking about, oh, we ain't going to do nothing, but we can both lay here, whatever. And you're like, damn, this is fucked up. I could have stayed my ass at home. But next thing you know, here come that mother.
First of all.
Hold on. Hold on, Jazzy. And then you hear through the wall, just, oh, yeah. And after about 10 minutes, you're like, damn, he's still going? Damn. Now, I can go another time and get some. You dig? That's the good part. The bad part, I'll tell y'all that in just a little bit.
I know the bad part. I can imagine the bad part.
What you got, Jazzy?
I was just replying to your comment. I was finna say, who's finna go to the room and ain't finna do something? I'm just, you know, I have a problem if you sit beside me and I ain't getting none. So, all right.
it happens. Sometimes it be too tired. How did I fall asleep? You be like, my bad. And I fall asleep for you, my bad.
And Gilson ain't no meditation. He gonna wake that ass up.
I'm gonna wake you up in the middle of the night. Be like, I'm up now. Let's go. I just needed a nap right quick.
All right. So yeah, I got some more. We can talk about that. Especially, and it's related to Valentine's Day. Gina, we're going to talk about some things, you know, the things that we've seen today on social media. Like I said, today's social media is like a television. For real. You got prime time, daytime television, which comes on about 10 o'clock. You dig? That's when you just see people on there either having a good day or a day on there soggy as hell. You dig? And then come 3:30, they get off work. You dig? They bitching on their way through traffic. It's just all just drama. You dig? Half the day through. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we see today. So go ahead. Let's talk about it. It's unbelievable. How are we going to do it?
Well, I'm going to take the bad things. Not the bad things, but the bad, the negative, the horrible. Like, literally, things that I've seen on Facebook or heard, it ain't been good. Like, this holiday hasn't been getting a good rap by the people that I've been, you know, seeing on my Facebook. All I do is argue, so I didn't get nothing. The gift was what I wasn't expecting. It's all it is trying to get my money. So I just saw a lot of negative stuff. It wasn't good. You know, side chick came through, you know, told baby mama, you know, main chick that I was with her. yeah, I spent too much money trying to please everybody. Hallmark done got my money. So it just ain't been good stuff. Like, I haven't seen nobody says I'm in love. None of that. I haven't seen the good. I don't celebrate it, or I've been with my husband so long or my guy so long, we just, they better know it. So, yeah, I haven't seen no love from it.
Okay, okay. Apparently, you've probably been on Jazzy page going by her first initial comment. I mean, what's the stuff you've seen, Jazzy? Oh, Lord. Kind of scared to ask.
Okay, I'm going to say what Gutta said first. He said people need to realize that Valentine's Day is not about your main chick. It's not just about a bitch.
Wait, what?
Valentine's Day about the side chick. Stop it.
The main chick get it every day. I'm telling you, all right? Y'all can believe that shit all in your head. The main chick gonna get some roses. She gonna get the plain shit. That side chick, she got goddamn edible arrangements at the job. Goddamn a brunch, man. She got all kinds of shit that you didn't get. Then, I swear to God, he still trying to make her happy. You already got your ass. Okay. Y'all can believe whatever y'all want to, man. I'm gonna be late, man. I hate to say it, nigga, but hey, man, real nigga shit.
I ain't trying to be funny, okay. But I kid you not, that's what I've been seeing on Facebook. I kid you not,
that's real.
I'm serious. It's Side Chick Nation. That's what I've been seeing. That they have been getting all the perks.
They all the shit that Side Chick didn't get. She gonna come home. Nigga gonna say, man, but you don't get paid the Friday, so we ain't gonna celebrate Valentine's Day. Today we gonna celebrate that shit Saturday. I'm telling you, main chick got Valentine's on the weekday, baby. You gonna get Valentine's Day on the weekend. Just like Valentine's Day, whatever that be, man. You gonna get it on the weekend, yeah. You gonna get Valentine's Day this weekend. You ain't gonna get it today.
Cause you gonna spend more money on the weekend for the main chick. And you got to satisfy the side chick on the day so she'll stay the side chick.
Hey, she got her own Valentine's Day.
Because the main chick, she gets celebrated at day. I'm just saying. That's what I've been saying.
I've been seeing, well, my timeline is different. I ain't seen no fucked up shit. I seen everybody that I talk to is like, fuck Valentine's Day. But I done seen some, you know, I done seen some nice gifts from husbands to wives. So, I don't give a fuck about Valentine's Day, but, you know, I done seen some pretty shit on my timeline. Like, oh, that's so sweet. Oh, but, yeah, I flip a couple of more and it's like, fuck Valentine's Day. For real, like it's my Facebook will have to be mixed feelings, cause you got the motherfuckers. Oh, I'm in love, and then you got the motherfuckers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna stand. I've seen it as well. So I guess I'm going to take this time to take a breather.
So hopefully we can bring it back. And I'll talk about some other things that we've seen on social media about Valentine's Day. And then we'll get into this whole 50 Shades of Grey. That's why I told y'all last week I've seen half of it. I've seen the other half. I'm going to tell you how I felt about it. If you want to call in and give your boo a shout-out, call us up, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you want to talk. Yeah, call in, give your bae, your boo, whoever a shout-out, and then play it back for them tomorrow. Believe me, if you don't get none tonight, you will get some tomorrow. So, sorry, Jazz, I'm going to bump your playlist back one more. Next time we come back, I'm going to see what you want to play, and we're going to play that. But I got to play this one right here. I just feel it kind of fits right now. This is Lloyd, Patti LaBelle. It's called Lay It Down, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Lord, it's time! Lay it down!
You may not know my name, but by the end of the night, I bet the neighbors know my name. Wet sheets, late nights, weak knees, long fights. Put that boonya on my face, make me speak Japanese. Sayonara to the jokers who just be too damn sweet. You be in the bedroom like, come on, but I do not tap out round 2, round 3, cause I'm never going down like Muhammad Ali. Call me Cash. When we hit the mattress, you be like, oh yeah. Baby, call me Randy Savage. You say that you want me, but be careful what you ask. Cause girl, I beat it up just like Delta does your bag.
About to get fired because they got to mark this stuff right. Things got to be in here. This is a business, and we cannot have faults like this. Let me see it. Marks down. Who put this in here? Looks like I put it in here wrong. Oh, damn.
Of course you did.
I don't care what nobody, something still has to be done. I say we suspend them with pay. That's what we're going to do. Take your ass on vacation. It is for the Valentine's Day, Wet Wednesday, the ooh-wee music. You know how we doing it. So, all right, ladies, let's go ahead, jump into this monstrous radio urban weather report. Let's tell the people what's the weather like where we're at. Let's go backwards this time. Let's start out with ATL. Tell us, Jazzy, what's the weather like down there?
Oh, it actually feel good outside today. It ain't too cold. It ain't too hot. It's like really in the middle. I had a little thin jacket on today, and I was really outside earlier with this monstrous tank top on.
Okay.
So
wait a minute.
Okay.
That's what's up. Sounds like it's nice down there right now. Okay. So what you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, I have my monstrous tank top on, but I have my monstrous sweat jacket on, and it was a nice 38, y'all. It was 38 degrees. It was nice. It was nice today. You could actually wear a nice thin jacket today. It was nice. Yes.
Okay.
40 degrees.
That's what's up.
In Minnesota in February. Yes.
Right. It was pretty nice out there. Yeah. Even if you're skinny, you dig? It was pretty nice out there. Because there's two kind of weathers in Minnesota. If you're chubby and if you're not. You dig? So, let's see. So, all right. What else we on tonight? We're talking about this stuff that we've seen on social media. Like, I've seen a lot of things on social media, but, you know, I've seen the bad, but my feed was a lot of good stuff. You dig? I mean, don't get me twisted. A lot of the stuff that I've seen that was talking crazy, I'm going to keep it 100. It was mostly the single people. Get it? Let's keep it 10,000. It was mostly the single people talking about fuck today. Da 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 da. The people that's not in love, that was in love before, whether you're scorned or not or whatever. Till Valentine's Day. Da 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 da. But I did see some beautiful things on there that kind of inspired me. I'm going to keep it 100. I've seen a lot of couple stuff. You dig? Couples all booed up. You dig? And their little outfits. And, you know, apparently the fashion color of today is red. And, you know what I mean? The ladies with their man, everybody was showing they loved one off. You know what I mean? So I've seen a lot of good things on Facebook about Valentine's Day. I think it can be a great thing, you know, if you are in love. You know what I mean? And you do have your boo thing. But one thing I did see that I do want to point out, I didn't get to see the video. Somebody sent it to me. I just seen the caption. And I already know, I already feel it. Because I used to say it before when I used to try to get out of buying shit. Valentine's Day is not about the gifts. It's about celebrating the person. That person that you really, really care about deeply. That mate of yours. It may be a temporary, it may not be da 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 da, but the person you were at that moment, you're supposed to, today is the day to celebrate that person. It's not about you really giving them, but just celebrating the love that y'all have. An intimate moment is way more better than a Hallmark card. You dig? I'm just saying. So, I did see a lot of good things. Yeah. I mean, did. Anything else you ladies want to put in on that part that I just said there?
I'll just let me chime in on it. I say fuck Valentine's Day just because of what people made it into. I believe in love,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't had nobody ever love me. You feel me? Like, so I ain't never had a Valentine's Day. My Valentine's Day have been my kids. That's it.
Right.
That's why fuck Valentine's Day. My kids is the love of my life.
You know, my kids became, you know, the love of my life. It just didn't, like, after you go through all the want to argue on Valentine's Day and you don't want to, you know, it just became commercialized. It just became you not showing me how you appreciate me. I mean, and it's just not that day. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, if you ain't treat me right all week, don't try to come on that day and try to make amends. Like, no. So I think that day has just got too much power in it for couples. And it defines your relationship if you don't do something or if you do. So that's why I'm not doing on Valentine's Day. I love love because, you know, it's just in me. I'm just a loving person, and I love to love someone, and I love to appreciate them.
Right.
But I don't feel like I have to show you that I love you only on that day. And that's the only day you get to hear me say I love you. Nah, that doesn't work for me. But, you know,
right.
if that works for everybody else, so be it. Go at it. But but tomorrow you're going to hear him cussing you out. Nah, uh-uh. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Right.
No, thank you. That part.
You like that commercial? No. All right.
No, thank you.
All right. Yeah. All right. It looks like we got some people trying to participate a little bit from online. Looks like they're saying it's 62 wet and rainy in Tennessee. Big shout out to y'all down there. Okay, that's what's up. Anybody else want to let us know what the weather's like in your area? Just hit us up on social media, the Monstars. And we'll definitely read it on the air. So let's see, where else was we at with it tonight? Did we already figure out something sexy we were going to talk about? Huh?
Who was chiming in from Tennessee? That's my area. Hold on. Wait. Who chiming in from Tennessee?
Oh, yes. This is a lady from Tennessee. She don't like her name to be said. It is what it is.
Oh.
I don't want to get monstrously cussed out. So, get it? I'm going to let it lay like that right there.
Well, shout out to you, Mom, in Tennessee. Shout out to you in Tennessee. That's where I'm from. Shout out to you.
Right. So, I guess unless we got a sexy topic that we want to jump on, bun intended. I guess we can jump on this 50 Shades of Grey.
No,
but did we have something else we've been talking about?
On that topic, or are we going to the licking and the kissing? I'm just waiting for that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the licking
Ooh.
And the kissing. We can go to that.
I'm just waiting on that one. I mean, that's what I'm waiting on. So let me know when we get there. Let me know when we get there. I'm just waiting.
Well, fast forward.
Right. Let's just go ahead and pull up with a stick. Yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into that one then. Kissing and lick. So, seeing that it was your brainchild there, Jazzy, why don't you go ahead and define what we're talking about with this kiss and lick? That just sound like a prank song.
No,
I'm just saying.
It's not about kisses. Kisses and licks.
Mm-hmm.
Kisses and licks. No matter where you get them, kisses and licks.
Right. Okay. I'm putting everybody's imagination is just going.
Going. It's supposed to go.
I think that's one of the most best parts about foreplay. It is the kiss and the lick. You dig?
Yay!
No. And let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. Everybody don't know how to kiss.
They sure don't. Oh, they sure don't. But then, you got to add in the factor that you can't put your mouth on everybody. So kisses and licks is really special.
Okay, because the nastiest thing is to leave a puddle in my mouth for your spit. That's nasty. That tells me you cannot lick.
This almost made me sour. Ew.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
I was worried about, you know, how people try to swallow your face. That's what I was going to say, but damn, yeah, that's even worse than that one. Cause some people would try to swallow your whole face, be like, "Come on, fuck, you trying to eat my cheekbone, motherfucker?" Got my nose on your tonsil.
Oh, and what about when you kissing and the rhythm is off? And they can't. They don't know what they're doing. They're looking at you. You look like them. Like what? Come on, bro. Catch that rhythm. Come on. Let's go. I'm just saying. And then if that's off, you know the rhythm off with the licking. I'm just saying. The kissing tells a lot of if you can lick. I'm just saying.
Y'all are so monstrous. We're supposed to talk about the bad points after we say the sexy stuff and get them in the mood.
Oh.
We can't get them into the mood after this live.
My bad. I told y'all I was ready. My bad.
Set up the whole foreplay and get it going like a romance novel. I can't do that now.
Come on, let's be real. But Jazzy, where is
your
favorite place you like to be licked though? Besides, minus you know that her. Minus her. Where's another place? Minus her.
Neck, nipples, thighs, you know. Leave it in there. I'm just leave it right there.
Right there. We go there right there. E, where's yours? I'm just saying. I'm just being monsters today. E, what about yours?
Yeah. To be late though? I probably would say maybe to be licked though. I'd probably say maybe when like they lick across my abs, cause like I got like abs, and then when they slowly go down that way, and they licking that I'm anticipating like, are you gonna keep going or are you gonna stop? Is you gonna be about it or are you gonna run? Probably that one. Yeah. That one you'd be like, are you gonna keep going or are you gonna stop? You get the jump and like, come on, go look for it. Come on. Get it. That one. That lick. That's the one I like. Yeah. That one. What about you, Mr. Unbelievable? Oh, what lick do you like? How many licks does it take to get to the center to make you pop?
Just two. Down. I'm just saying, down the spine of my back. Very slow.
Oh shit! I forgot about that one. Oh my god.
Okay.
And literally up the back of my, like up your calf, going, yeah. And then you start nibbling, yeah. Then you get ready, because you're like, oh, you're traveling? Yeah. I like to travel.
Take a trip. Cruise on up to now. Okay.
Cruise on it. We cruising.
Okay.
On a Sunday afternoon. No, wait, my back.
My back.
Are we gonna add sucking, or that's just off the table too? Why we adding?
I want to add it. That is what it is.
Jazzy B, besides her, because we gonna leave her out the business, because we know she the best place ever. Name your favorite two spots.
I really don't like. I like the a suck bite sort of. Just suck on me. I don't like it. But that suck bite as you bite. That shit. Jesus Christ.
I better just had a moment.
Wait a moment. Like that, nibble too. You know how Jazzy, you know when they get the nibbling too, so they bite and suck and nibble. It's like, oh, girl, like, I'm just,
yeah.
But they gotta know how to do it. Cause
you gotta know how to do it.
Yeah, you gotta put that little pressure that hurt just a little bit, and then they release it, and you be like, oh, you know what you're doing.
Well, I have to say, I got two spots really. Like, it's the same bite, kiss, suck, whatever you want to call it, but it's kind of like how you guys said it. It's almost like, you know, not all the way, because I don't like those. But you know how, like, when somebody sucks on your neck and they get that right part, right in that right in between your neck and your shoulder almost, and then they suck almost like it's going to be a hickey, and then they use their little tongue and rotate that motherfucker and hit that little muscle. Ugh. Yeah, I like that, like, right there on my neck. And then another spot I like it, you know, like, right at your hip line, right where, like, your body meets your thigh, that line right there. Oh, my goodness, you do that going down that line? Oh, shit, we may not make it that far. Yeah, there ain't my poop right on your shoulder. My bad, Mama. We going to get a towel and wipe that right off of that. I really apologize. We going to work this out. let me throw you a couple of dollars. But yeah, that's the one I like. You know, when it's like a suck, almost like a hickey, almost like, and then they use that little tongue. Oh, shit, at the same time? Yeah. It's like rolling. Yeah, it is what it is. See, I just had my own moment. Flashback. Next snap. is it hot? Is it me? So, okay. Did you already do yours? Unbelievable. Why
I did.
I feel like everybody looking at
it.
Me. Okay, there we
I
go.
Did it.
Yeah, now what's yours?
Mine is, I like my ear. And then.
Cool.
Inner thigh, right at the crease, where the hip and your pelvic is.
Mhm.
And it's like right next to it, and it's. Yep.
See. That's a spot. See.
I'm sorry. Just
give
me a second.
See? Now you having your flashes
go.
Over there.
Yeah.
I think we all need a breather right now and a cigarette. So, Jazzy, you got a request for tonight.
Man, do you have Tank Winwee?
Let's see. Watch, she's going to pull something I ain't got. Let me see. Let me get down here to this tank. Go ahead and let the people know the number that they can call in if they want to still join a little bit after the show. We got on Valentine's Day to wish your boo a shout out or something like that. You said, what is it, Tank? What is it called?
Winwee.
Ah, got it. Yeah. All right, let them know the number, Jazzy. What number they call?
Jazzy,
go ahead.
243-6949.
Oh, damn. We live.
I like it when you lose. I like it when you go there. I like the way you use it. I like that you don't play fair. Yeah. Recipe for disaster. When I'm just trying to take my time. Yeah. Stroke is getting deep and faster.
dreaming like I'm out of line. Who came to make sweet love, not me? Who came to kiss and love, not me? Who came to beat it up, Rocky? And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. Yeah. When we fuck. When we fuck. You love it when I lose. You love it when I go there. You love the way I use it. Love that I don't play fair. You end up calling me master. Say this universe is mine. Yeah. When we're done, it's a disaster. Yeah, end up like this every time. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to beat it up, Rocky? And don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me. When we fuck. When we fuck. When we fuck. When we fuck. I could be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. When we fuck. Face down, ass up. Back it up. Let me get both of them legs, yeah. And put them both behind your head, yeah. Shit is getting deep up in there. I feel your legs getting weak up in there. Yeah, face full of that gushy. I'm close, baby, don't push me. This is how it always should be. When we fuck. When we fuck. When we fuck. When we fuck. I'll go be aggressive. I can be a savage. I just need your blessing. Say that I can never. When we fuck. When we fuck.
Oh, wait. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesdays with not all slow, but definitely sexy. If you got music you want to hear, hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Oh, man. Okay, Jazz. Yeah. You slid in a panty dropper on us. The fuck?
Yeah. Go, Jazzy. Go, Jazzy. Go,
Jazzy. Oh, man. Now, y'all got me over here feeling like y'all do, man. Fuck Valentine's Day. I'm over here like... shit, I'm gonna fuck or something. You dig after that, I'm like, shit, it sure will be nice right now. Smash. Oh, man. It is what it is. Big shout out to the DJ, Jazzy B. Trying to steal my job. That's a nice track right there, Jazzy.
I'm
definitely hot for
it. I asked for the canyon.
Salute.
I can steal your job. I ain't going to, though. You know, you my partner and everything, but I can steal it.
Now we all can.
Right. Don't just hang up on them. here's what it is. Okay, now look, from the comments, like, some people dipped in, said they listened to the show and dropped a couple comments. Hold on, let me see. Here's one. Let's see. I don't know if people remember. She ain't called in a long time. I believe she went by T-Bone. Says, right here, says,
So she was listening for a minute. She was listening to the stuff we said about the side chick stuff. She's saying she had to comment on that. She said she's not really too much of a side chick, but she gets all kinds of shit, but she gets it without even a kiss. She said he likes her, but she don't give in because he's married. So so apparently, all right, y'all got some merit on the, you know what I mean? The little side thing is whether you're giving it up or not, he's going to take care of your ass on Valentine's Day. So, okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Let's see what else we got over here. A Monster fan in Tennessee said, what's good, Jazzy? She heard you say that you was from Tennessee as well. Let's see. That's pretty much it. Everybody else on some bullshit, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, now, if people, you don't know, it's your first time tuning in, oh, we ain't got much time. I'm going to squeeze it in here real quick. It is, ooh, that sounds a little perverted, but all right. don't judge me. Pray for me. Yes, I did finally watch The 50 Shades of Grey. It was my assignment here given to me by Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday, by the crew and staff. I was supposed to watch it because I never watched it. And I watched it the first time I tried to watch it. I'm going to keep the 100. I fell asleep. I was kind of bored. I was like, this player ain't did shit. This player right here ain't did nothing I wasn't doing in my 20s. He was just breaking them down, so on and so forth. Now, I watched the whole movie this time, and I feel a little different now. I look at it totally different. I got to the part where he took her to the room. Like, what? I mean, did he really, the one part that, I mean, y'all seen it, right? Y'all seen it? Did he really just like spank a nut out this broad on his knee? Talking about roll your eyes at me again. Roll your eyes at me again, and I'm going to take you over my knee.
Yeah.
She didn't even roll her eyes. And he took off and spanked a little nut out of her. What? I was like, what? And he just. Okay. Get it in, big man, baby. You know, he was like, you know, he was on her about signing that contract. You know what I mean? Like, first it was like, you ain't gonna get none of this until you sign the contract. And as y'all know, everything changed. So when she was like, I'm not experienced. She's a virgin. So now he turned, did all kinds of things, took her in the room. I'm not going to lie, it got really good there for a minute, but I don't know what happened at the end. It was a shock. I'm like, I got mad. I'm for real. Like, I'm like, it went off because, I mean, it was a cliffhanger because, I mean, he, like, whipped her and she cried.
Yeah.
And then the movie, and then she left and went off. Like, what the fuck just happened? She asked for it. She said, do your worst. He did it like he wanted, and I'm confused. So I'm obviously going to have to watch number two and report back to you guys next week. So that's going to be my assignment. I'm going to watch number two because I don't know what the hell happened. So, yeah, I'm going to have to watch two. Did y'all get it?
I told you.
Was there something I missed?
I got it.
Okay.
I mean,
I want to understand.
Yeah. It'll clear your mind will be clear into.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be
you
at ease.
Watch that.
And three just came out.
I gotta watch something.
Two.
You gotta watch the whole. You gotta like watch one and two because it like flows all together, and then three gives you the crescendo.
Okay. Well, we gotta check that one out because I'm not gonna lie. Number three kind of scared me from the commercials I've seen. Ooh, it looked like a whole different movie. Get it? I'm just saying, it sounded like a Wes Craven film. But we're going to check it out. We're going to see what it do. I'm going to report back to y'all next week. Huh?
All right, sir. I said, all right, sir.
So, all right, so we'll go ahead and book report. I got a meeting that I got to get to. So, all right, we'll go ahead and do our shout-outs. We'll start out with you, Jazzy. Go ahead. You got your shout-outs you want to do? Or any last words?
I just want to shout-out everybody. I ain't leaving nobody out tonight. Shout-out to everybody. Under the sound of my voice,
Ms. that
is.
Shout-out. Happy Valentine's Day, love. Happy Valentine's Day for those who love, those who don't. Get love, be loved, just enjoy. It's all about love.
Okay, there it is. All right, shit, my last words is always the same thing. You know what I say. Some of y'all going to go out, treat your lady out, treat your man out. For some of y'all, ladies ain't got, man ain't got no time. It is what it is. You're going to enjoy Valentine's Day, whether you got to pay for it or not. Big shout out to you. if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need you for the ratings tomorrow. I got to get to this meeting. I'm thinking about trying to play some music on my way up out of here. I'm going to play 10 seconds, and then I'm done with it. I'm out of here. I don't even know what I'm going to play. Okay. 10 seconds, and we out. Peace. I got things to do.
Good night, y'all. Mwah.